And now this is a dictation for ABIS, AB, V as in Victor, IS, Lavender, LA, V as in Victor, ENDER, November 2nd, 32, address as a letter to Dr. Saxena, 0632249. Dear Dr. Saxena, follow up for Mrs. Lavender. She goes by Lavan, L-A-V as in Victor, O-N-E, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit April. Denies hospital admission. Have seen yourself, cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. And land doctor Dr. Obey, O-B-E-I-D, and appears stable. She uses a walker, has gained few pounds, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, stable edema, lower extremities, tongue stasis changes, no ulcers, denied chest pain palpitation, syncope, has sleep apnea but unable to tolerate CPAP machine, has chronic dyspnea, uses inhalers, denies pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, no pleuritic discomfort, chronic orthopnea, 3 pillow elevation of the bed, also for esophageal reflux, chronic back pain, nothing new, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no pruritus. She is a resident, Arbor, A. R-B-O-R, Groove, G-R-O-V-E, here in Alma. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight Norvasc, Lasix, Losartan, Metoprolol, Aldactone. Pain control, tramadol, bronchodilators, anticoagulated with Eliquis, antiarrhythmics on flecainide, F-L-E-C-A-I-N-I-D-E. Next paragraph, blood pressure in the facility, reviewing records for the last 2 months between 130s 140s over 70s, occasionally a higher number. Next paragraph, most recent, on physical exam, weight 165, here blood pressure high 160 over 64, bilateral JVD, tachypnea, lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, allowed aortic systolic murmur, radiates to the neck arteries, no pericardial wrap, distended abdomen, question ascites, edema is stable, minor stasis changes, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is July, creatinine 1.8. This is the new steady state since November 2022, as high as 2, usual 1.7, 1.8. There is a GFR 26 stage 4, low sodium 134, high potassium of 5, metabolic acidosis 22, and normal nutrition, calcium, increase of phosphorus but less than 4.8 at 4.6, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.7. She has a prior echo, January 2022, ejection fraction low at 45%, enlargement of atria, moderate aortic stenosis, moderate aortic regurgitation, moderate mitral regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 4. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or decompensation of volume overload. This is likely cardiorenal syndrome from above heart abnormalities, thus causing sodium, potassium, and some degree of acid-base abnormalities. There is anemia but no external bleeding. We will do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, tolerating anticoagulation on antiarrhythmics, tolerating ARBs, diuretics, and aldactone, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, is my understanding no plans for any aortic valve intervention at this point. Given her age also makes any procedures more complicated. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, plan to see her back on the next 4 months.